This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time and that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can give me your email address or your telephone number. We'll text you, let you know about the show, send you an email once a week, let you know what we're selling and pushing and that kind of stuff. I want to get to the stories. I always want to get to the stories, but I really want to get to the stories. So, if you've noticed, everybody's on an apology tour, right? You see some Dems that are on apology tours. You see some, there are a lot of the Dems that are on apology tours for the way they thought before, right? The way they, some of the things that they said. And when you look at that and you listen to them and you listen to the things, look, you've got, Elizabeth Warren. All of a sudden she's sorry for saying that she was part Indian. She should have left it up to the tribe. She was fighting it to no end. And because now they're starting to make a stink, she apologizes for it. Well, either you are or you aren't, right? It was really that simple. If you fought so much and you believe, when you give back all the money to the university that brought you in as, you know, one of the first Native Americans to be there, or the first Native American woman to be there, we now know that's a lie. Did you invest the money? Do you need to give the money back? Kind of where I'm at. If you got it in a lie, should you have to return it in truth? I mean, you guys, by the way, it's because you guys tout that you do God's work, that you tell the truth. We're nothing but a bunch of liars. Right? Come on, give it some thought. Listen to what they're saying. A good friend over at the Lid, it's called lidblog.com, lidblog.com. You got to check out, he's got some great articles over there. You read an article recently called Socialism is the Opium of the Democrat Party. And I don't even have to read the article yet. I can say to you, he's 100% right. Anything that gets their hands on more money, more tax dollars, more money to put in your pocket, right, they're just enamored with. How do we make that happen? How do we put that law in effect? What, more money? Yeah, sure, let's go for it. As the Democrat Party continues to move towards socialism, and I mean, they're not moving, they're sprinting. It's not like it's a slow move. They're actually sprinting to get there. And again, I don't know how some of you Christian Democrats, I don't know how you put up with some of this stuff. I really don't. Don't re-register with the Republican Party. Go to the middle of the road. Go to the declined estate. Now, Karl Marx once said, religion is the opium of the people. Now, following Marx's lead, socialists now try to replace God with a socialism government. It destroys the principles that are inherent to both the Judeo-Christian and American traditions. I mean, again, it goes back to who's your sufficiency. You know, if God says he's your sufficiency, if God says look to me for all things, and you're looking to the government, you're trying to find out what program they have for you, how you're going to live off of them, who you're going to vote for to make sure that you keep getting your welfare check or your disability or whatever check you got coming in. I mean, and you're depending on the government to do all that. Where's your dependence on God? How can you say, yeah, sure, I believe in God for all my stuff? Oh, he through the government. Because I remember Jesus specifically saying, compel the government to take care of the widows and the orphans. Compel the government to get involved and engage and feed people. No, he told us to do it. He didn't tell us to go out and touch, beat up on the government to get them to do this. He said, no, no, you do it. You get off your butts. You do this. You feed the sick. You feed the poor. But you got to go back to the beginning. Now, that whole creation narrative in Genesis explains that man was created in God's image, right? But we're also part that a maker is no bodily form. So how can that be? Now, God's not telling us, I'm not going to get all spiritual on you, but God's not telling us your body. God does not have, you know, two arms, two legs, two feet, two eyes, a nose with two nostrils. What perfect balance, right? No. Actually, my Bible says that God's spirit, and you worship him in spirit. You worship him in your spirit. Right? I mean, think about it. If we're all made God's image, does he look like me, or does he look like Corey Duncan? Because I don't know if you guys know this, but Corey ain't got no hair. Maybe he's still listening. So is God bald, or has he got hair like mine? I mean, come on, seriously. Now, created in God's image is supposed to teach us that God acts as a free being without prior restraint to do right or wrong. So man's got the same right. God doesn't allow, it's what I always say to people. God doesn't come here and zap you for everything you do wrong. It's not what he does. It's not how he operates. You have free will to do the right thing, do the wrong thing, to kill, to love, to nurture, to bully. It's all up to you. Anyhow, when it comes right down to it, free will, it's divine version of limited government. Either you sit back and wait for government to tell you what to do, for the governor, for the president, for whoever, tell you what you can feed your kids, how you can feed your kids, what shots they have to take, what they learn in school. Doesn't that sound free to you? Does that sound like freedom at its best? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. I'm Joe Patino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, you can head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can get involved in the conversation, whether you get involved in the live chat room, and or you buy the book, or you give me your email address. Tech, there's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there to get involved and to get engaged. And I really want you, I mean, you got to see how other people are writing and how they get involved in this. All right. So we're talking about how, with the Democrats, socialism is like a, it's not just a drug for them, it's like a religion with them. Because they really believe that the government can do more for you than you can. Right? Now, if you think about it, for those God believers, God never, ever, ever tells you, get the government, Get people in there that are strong. Get people in there that will take care of you. Get people in there that will feed you. Get people. You don't find that anywhere in the Bible. He admonishes us to take care of the sick, the poor, the widow, the orphans. So to my Christian slash God-fearing friends, where did you find, where do you get that we're supposed to admonish the government to take care of everybody else? Where do you get that? And again, when you look at what's going on today, a lot of God-loving people have decided that the government's their sufficiency, not God. And that's wrong. That's where trouble one is. Okay? It's really that simple. Now, this gets better and better as the days go on. You know, what's her? I can never get her name right, but I'm going to call her Representative Omar. I'm not going to try her first name, so don't even bother.
Ilhan?
Yeah, I won't remember that. So she was selected as a ranking member of the House Foreign Relations. Think about this. House Foreign Relations Subcommittee. Right? Long Island Congressman Lee Zeldin was surprised to learn that freshman rep Omar, a BDS supporter, who once accused Israel Jews of mind control. God. Right. Can you imagine if somebody on the right said that about another group? That Muslims were, you know, had mind control going on? And she says that they had mind control over not just a few of us, the rest of the world. They are now on the same committee. They are now helping to plan and lay out foreign relations. Now, if you put her on the committee, that's scary enough in and of itself. Now this committee in particular is also part of the oversight and investigations. So she's going to be overseeing, she's going to be looking at, she's going to be part of the group that decides who they investigate and who they don't, what countries they help and what countries they don't, what groups they help and what groups they don't. Right? Now, here's the deflection part of this that I get such a kick out of. The one representative, Lee Zeldin, puts out the information on her, on representative, freshman representative Omar, that this is a real trip to put her on this, especially after she, with what she tweeted, is that the Jews have mind control over the rest of the world. She doesn't respond to that, though. But she responds to him and she says, hey, you're just waking up to the reality of having a Muslim woman as a colleague. And as a Muslim woman, I know how to stand up to bullies. So she doesn't deal with the issue of what she said about the Jews. No, they never do. Never. They do the same thing to me about certain issues, and they never respond. It's going to be fun watching these people over the next period of time, right? And you know, she has said in the past about the oppression of the Palestinians. She has stuck up for ISIS fighters. So what is she doing here? What is she doing in this country? What is she doing as a congressperson? If she really believes they're all right and we're all wrong, did you get in the legislature to turn this into a Muslim nation or try to? In 2016, Omar, then a state legislator, wrote a letter to Judge Michael Davis seeking a light sentence for 9 Minnesota men charged with trying to join a terrorist group known as ISIS. The national media reported that Omar's Twitter fight is kind of a tit-for-tat kind of thing. Jew calls Muslim anti-Semite. Muslim calls Jew Islamophobic. So they think this is just a, No, I won't say lighthearted. I think this is the norm. It's not the norm. It's not the right thing to do. We're told to get along, get nice, say nice things to each other. Now, Omar's charge of Islamophobia was unfounded. It's based on the fact that Zeldin criticized her. So now, it's the same thing that happened. Remember, it was the same thing with Barack Obama. Every time you said you didn't like what he did, or you weren't in agreement with him, or you thought he was doing something wrong, what was it? Come on. That's right. It was, you were racist. You didn't agree with him because he was black. No, I didn't agree with him because I didn't think he knew what he was doing. Had nothing to do with him being black. I didn't agree with Jimmy Carter either. Last I checked, he wasn't black. He was just incompetent. Right? Your first black president, Billy Bob Clinton, that's what you guys called him, not me. But your first black president, Billy Bob Clinton, right? Remember him? Yeah, see, he was an adulterer. Not because he was black, not because he was white, not because he was a Dem, because he was an adulterer. It's that simple. And yes, he did. And again, I'm not going to bring up all of them. But he perfected sexual assault, this guy. And he had money to back him up and keep him out of trouble. So now we've gotten to the point where we can't. If I say something about a woman and I don't think she's done the right thing, then I'm misogynistic. Can't stand women. I wonder if they'd call me out if I said that there was a Jew that I thought did something wrong. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Come on back. Got a lot more to talk about.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Border security and the State of the Union. President Trump in Washington, D.C., preparing for the State of the Union address Tuesday night. It's expected he will make his case for declaring a national emergency to secure funding to finish the border wall. The Super Bowl over, but lots of cleanup activity in downtown Atlanta. All the trash being picked up and all the posters, signs, and extra security cameras being taken down.
And we had 200 cameras. We're just collecting them today.
This man and an independent contractor from Las Vegas, hired to put up almost 200 extra cameras to keep everyone safe around the perimeter of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It could take a couple of days to get all the equipment down.
We had cameras all around the perimeter to watch and keep everybody safe. We were here for 3 weeks putting up cameras, and we should be done by Thursday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
De Blasio just admits that Ocasio Cortez is the future of the Dem Party. Well, thank you, Jesus. A gift that will never stop giving. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you, tweeting, and truly being just being part of the conversation. I very much appreciate it. Let me get back to this, though, because it's a real irritant, you know? And when you look at things like, what the Dem Party is becoming now, you've got several Muslims matter of fact, what was that imam? I can't remember his name. Anyway, we had him on the show half a dozen times. And he would say all the time that being a legislator here in this country for a real Muslim was not right. Shouldn't be. Because we don't line up with Sharia, and therefore making laws that go against Sharia or voting on laws that go against Sharia wouldn't be right. Now, this isn't me saying this. This is somebody who lives it, who's in it, who professes it, professes to study it. But yet you've got them going in there. And again, you have people that have spoken ill about Jews, spoken ill about other religions, right? And now it's gotten to the point where we can't say anything negative without being some kind of phobe towards some group. Woman says something we don't agree with, we hate women. Muslim says something we agree with, we hate Muslims. Heck, yeah, but I never hear them complain about the Irish. Oh, they're white. Never mind. The Irish are white, so forget that. Anyhow, so when you look what Nancy Pelosi has to deal with now, how much worse it's getting. Now, the BDS movement grew out of the 2001 UN World Conference Against Racism held in Durban, South Africa. Nothing more than an anti-Jew hate fest. Copies of that work can be found. We'll put up a link to it. You've got to see it. It's just amazing. They have a poster with a picture of Hitler. That's the other thing, too. Those of you who keep calling Trump Hitler and call Republicans Nazis, you're just so dishonoring of the Jews that lost loved ones. Seriously. What you're doing is terrible, and it's nasty. Because those people suffered real deaths at the hands of real Nazis, real people who just didn't care. And just because I know you're ignorant, it was the National Socialist Party, not the National Conservative Party. That's what Nazi was short for. It was the National Socialist Party. Wake up. Anyway, they have a poster. Shows a picture of Hitler. Says, what if I had won? He says, the good things if I had won. Now, this is recent. When was it? When did this go out? 2016? No, I'm sorry. I apologize. 2001. He said, the good things would be that there would be no Israel, no Palestinians, and no bloodshed. He said, the bad things is I wouldn't have allowed the making of the new Beetle. You get it? I mean, it's almost like it's a joke to them. It's funny. But that's true. The first thing is true. There would be no Israel. There'd be no Jews. Hitler wasn't interested in that. They were inferior. I mean, for those of you who think the Holocaust is real, why don't you go find somebody who actually had relatives that died there? Well, I don't know. I don't think the last Holocaust survivor or the last Holocaust survivors are dead yet. Now, as reported by an organization, the NGO Monitor, NGO is a non-government organization, right? At the conference, it urged a policy of complete and total isolation of Israel. It wants them labeled as an apartheid state. Right? The imposition of mandatory and comprehensive sanctions and embargoes, the full, they wanted to isolate them to where they wouldn't have any interaction with any of the other countries. I mean, they want to do what Hitler wanted to do, crush them. It called for the condemnation of those states who are supporting, aiding, and abetting Israel. They said Israel was perpetrating racism crimes, and that it was looking for an ethnic cleansing in the area, which none of this is true. BDS, which grew out of that anti-Semitic conference, is anti-Semitic because the whole conference is based on isolating the Jews and getting rid of the Jews. That's what it's based on. And yet the Dems welcome these people in. Think about that. They welcome these people in. They hold up. They're okay with their line of thinking. It's just crazy. And there's no real free, you know, that's the other thing I love about it. It's when somebody doesn't have a fight, think about it. It's not because the people can't put up with a Muslim woman, because it doesn't matter what you are. They can't put up with somebody who's being stupid, hypocritical. Doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what size you are. Doesn't matter what religious belief you are. Again, we have allowed this to happen. We've allowed this to happen because we haven't pushed back. We don't push back as groups. We don't lay it out unemotionally. They don't care about free speech. They don't care about any of that stuff. Seriously, they really believe that their way of life is the best way of life, and they're going to keep going until they push it on everybody. Not just one or two, everybody. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I don't know if you guys caught this earlier, but a Christian University, a Christian university, canceled the Ben Shapiro speech, right? and it was a speech. The speech was on campus unity. It wasn't on how to beat the left. It wasn't on, you know, how to start a riot. It was on unity. So the largest Christian university is under fire for canceling speech from the Jewish conservative commentator Ben Shapiro. The school cited biblical truths and a fear that he would divide the school's unique and united community. Grand Canyon University officials told students from the Young American Foundation chapter at GCU that they wouldn't be allowing this to happen. Now, by caving to an unseen mob, I'm sure they got emails, I'm sure there was conversation, but there's nobody outside picketing. Are they getting out in front of this thing? This stuff with the universities is amazing to me. If they're really for free thought, if they're really for a free flow of ideas, which I don't believe any of it anyway, then what's the problem here? I don't get it. Grand Canyon University just played itself and deserved whatever negative responses it gets. YAS spokesman Spencer Brown said GCU has abandoned the sentiment of its own proclaimed values. It deluded itself into acting like a liberal campus it claims to differ from and blindly accept the left's ludicrous argument that Shapiro's presence somehow damages students' campuses and or debate. The parent, you parents that send your kids to that school, if you're giving them 5 cents to be there, you're wasting your money. It's wrong. It's terrible. There's no reason for this. In a statement released Friday, GCU administrators acknowledged the school's decision to block the Daily Wire editor-in-chief. They said that they obviously it would disappoint and offend, but they did it for safety reasons. We know that if we had a difference in decision, we would have disappointed and offended others within the same community, but you already approved it. You already said it can come out. It was our point, or it was rather to use our position as a Christian university, to bring unity to the community that since admits a country that is extremely divided. We're extremely divided because nobody will take a stand. You are supposed to take a stand. You're supposed to be teaching these Christian kids. You're supposed to be teaching them to do the right thing. The Christian University also referenced a very divided America and the school's mission to achieve the kind of peace that Jesus called for in Scriptures. Now, isn't it great that it posts, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." How do you make peace with people who hate you? Because Jesus also said, "They'll hate you because you love me." But I guess they'll have to stop loving Jesus. It's the only way they're going to bring peace. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampappa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance.
That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Welcome back to... Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. I so much thank you for, you know, spending your time with me. I do appreciate it more than you know. Well, more than you think. How about that? Maybe not more than you know, but definitely more than you think. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being involved, being engaged. It's a good thing. It's a really good thing. All right, so we were talking about the Christian University that uninvited, I'll put it that way, that uninvited Ben Shapiro on the grounds of unity, right? Which, I don't, again, they've never listened to him. They've obviously never listened to him speak. Now, at the same time they're disinviting him, they're running around going, oh, gee, I'm sorry, we're not trying to offend anybody, we're not trying to make anybody feel bad, we're not. Well, yeah, actually, yes, you are. Because, you know, you're trying to take the easy way out. You think this is going to cause you less aggravation. I think it's going to eventually cause you more aggravation. Really, think about it. Now, and they go on to say they knew that if they made a different decision, it would offend the other people. So, you know, it's kind of like we're in a no-win situation. Well, guess what? You can't take one scripture and base the whole Bible on blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Really, that's it? So I guess Jesus will never be a son of God. He tore up the temple. He caused division. He said he would divide, you know, mother from daughter, son from fathers. He yelled at the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He called them names. He tore up the temple, or the merchant part of the temple. So apparently he didn't get his own message. Maybe he didn't read that book yet. I don't know. Of the dozens of schools Shapiro has spoken to, only a handful resulted in protests or even dangerous situations. Most of the time, they were at ultra-liberal campuses, like the University of California, Berkeley. Right? Now, according to YIF students, the GCU administrator specifically cited DACA students and what Shapiro may say about immigration as grounds for canceling the speech. The truth is the truth. I told you guys a couple of weeks ago, I sat with a group of people, a group of young men. Some of them had families that were here illegally. And the one guy said, you know, we were talking. I said to him, look, your parents came here for a better life. They came to America for the freedom that America offers, for the opportunities America offers. They came here illegally, and now they have to live in the shadows. What kind of freedom is that? And don't give me the government can fix that, because I don't want to hear that. They did it wrong. They came here wrong. They came here, and they're still hiding. They've done nothing to fix it in all this time. I'm sorry. They're living worse here than they are back in their own country. Because they're hiding. They're in a constant state of fear of being caught. And some of them haven't learned the language yet. So you want to go, they want to be here so bad. They want to take advantage of the things we have so bad, but they don't want to change anything. Right? Work that through. In November, Gonzaga University in Washington State blocked Shapiro from speaking on campus, citing the school's Christian mission to stand in solidarity with the marginalized communities and protect students from a hostile campus environment. Because we know that when Ben Shapiro steps on campus, it becomes hostile almost immediately, right? You know, this is the thing. I'm not trying to get preachy with you guys, but it's funny how they nitpick and pick and choose, because every scripture they can grab out of context like that, I can grab three and push it back on them. Jesus also tells you to live within the law, give to Caesar what it is. Well, Caesar is the government. He's got laws. Are we supposed to live by those laws or not? Just asking, I'm curious. It is quite infuriating the way they do this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly being just part of the conversation. Involved and engaged. All right, let's have some fun here. Let's see. What do we got? Oh, South Dakota State University. This was great. They spent all this time and money. Right? And they put together these gender study programs. They just love to do this. And they make a big deal out of them. They talk about how the kids want them. Excuse me, the young men and women, the students want them. And then you find out it's just a line of crock. You know how you find that out? Because the classes fail miserably. So the South Dakota State University Women's and Gender Studies minor enrollment has dropped to a single digit. Only five students remained in the program, according to the Collegian. But Gender and Women's Studies Programs Coordinator Becky Kuhl is looking to expand the program. Five. They have five people in the class. We need to expand it. Right? I love this. In order to expand this program, that obviously isn't that popular, she's reached out to organizations like the Feminist Equality Movement and the Office of Diversity in order to draw more students in. You know, it's really funny because if you really want, if you're looking for a class, if you're looking to learn something about a certain issue, a topic, or what have you, you don't have to go pushing for it to happen. The kids will find you, especially on college campuses. They'll be looking to you as to what you're doing. They'll want to be part of it. The professor goes on to say it's really important because it's only one of a few programs on campus where studies are really exposed to the social construct of gender. I didn't know gender was a social construct. I always thought it was a biological construct. But what do I know? And sexuality to open up more of the awareness to make interactions more valuable. Now, Kuehl's a communications professor. This should wake you up. She's a communications professor, but she can't get people to class. She can't seem to communicate the message of how important the class is. Now, Kuehl, ready for this, identifies as a feminist, but notes that feminist is one of those terms that tend to be triggers or terms that immediately put people into a kind of ideological camp. She said, views feminism as a term pertaining to gender equality, and that's all. Now, it's really funny because, you know, you have some of the feminists that are not I guess they are passive aggressive. The whole idea is they want you to understand how badly women are treated even today, how much more we have to give up to them because it's the only way to make it right. The only way to make it right is to overcompensate for years to bring it back towards the middle, and some don't even want to do that. They want total dominance. SDSU's Women's and Gender Studies minor has recently introduced new classes such as Psychological Gender Issues, which focuses on the biological and social factors of stereotyping, sexuality, and personality. See, I would love to get one of these people here just to say, okay, explain this to me. Explain to me, let's talk about it, biology. Explain to me how you can simply change your gender, whatever you want to call it, I don't care. You have X and Y chromosomes. You cannot change those by trying to changing them in your head, right? That doesn't work that way. This is science. Period. Also, women in media focuses on the media's portrayal of women, not just in news stories, but also in advertising. So you want my? You really want my? You want some credit here? Right, you want me to take you seriously? Talk about how women are over-sexualized in commercials and on television. Talk about how kids are over-sexualized in television. I mean, really, I'm curious. No, I don't think you'll do that. I don't even think you respond to that. The fate of the program is currently unknown, right? I mean, you can't keep a class going for five kids. Can't afford a professor. That doesn't work that way. There's no plan to terminate the program right now. Of course they wouldn't. They wouldn't think of doing that. The university's website does not list a woman's gender and studies as one of its majors. However, the class is still... So maybe that's the problem. Maybe you'd get more than five if you list a stupid thing on your website. Campus Reform reached out to college Republicans for comment, but they didn't get one. Now, the University of Wisconsin, in November... They proposed dropping its history major because of a lack of student interest. At the time, Chancellor Bernie Patterson released a cost-benefits analysis that the program had become unstable. They thought they would do better with a woman's study. Just, I can't take this. I really can't. You have five people in the class. Everything revolves. Now, we're not learning about biology. We're not learning about history. We're not learning about engineering. We're not learning about any of this stuff. Now, what are we doing now? Now, everything has to do about gender studies. Everything. And if it's not gender studies, then it's feminist studies. It's so out of hand. It's so pathetically out of hand that even I don't know what to do with it. I don't even know how to attack it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can get involved with. And stop sending me goofy pictures of AOC. I can't handle it anymore. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.